Arch Obler's Plays. Stories of the Unusual.
This is Arch Obler. I wrote the play you're about to hear while I was in Africa, and there isn't a gorilla or a crocodile or a leaping lion in it. But I think my typewriter and I can promise you a suspenseful time.
And now to Africa and Arch Obler's play, Big Ben.
No, blasted bootlace. Anne, I say, Anne.
Yes, Jeff.
Infernal bootlace, I just broke it. You happen to know if there's another one in the house?
I'm sorry, Jeff, but I'm sure there isn't. Put him out in the old one.
Not. Infernal country, nothing says it in a nothing. Come to Africa and make your fortune. Come to Africa and lose your mind, that's what. I don't know.
We're able to fix the lace here.
Yes, I fixed it. Now with my tobacco pouch. And what is so humorous all of a sudden?
Oh, you are, my darling.
Hmm?
This is your I Hate Africa week. You celebrate it twice a year, you know.
Well, I say, now that's because a man expresses an opinion like... No, look, I haven't the time to argue. Where is my tobacco pouch anyway? And is that infernal Mukosi...
It's on the mantelpiece. It's always there, next to Big Ben.
Oh? Oh.
Well, how did you get that?
Yeah, Anne, I say, come here a moment.
Yes, Jeff, what is it?
Would you look at this infernal clock of yours?
Clock? What's the matter?
Well, look at it, 10 after 10. Why, I just reset it at dinner time. It's gained a full hour in 3 hours.
I'll reset.
No, let me. Oh, no, this is the end. Now the infernal thing stopped.
Well, perhaps it isn't wound.
I found it myself an hour ago.
I'll fix it.
Well, of all... Yes,
we understand each other, Big Ben and I.
Sheer sentimentality, an old clock.
How about your getting a little sentimental?
Oh, now, Anne, how do you ever endure me?
Maybe it's love.
You sound like something out of an American cinema. Where is that infernal boy with the car? I 50 miles...
Hold still. Let me fix your shirt.
All right. Why does George Mates always have to break his leg or his generating plant at this hour?
That's the question.
And why didn't that runner of his fall in the river, message and all? Now, where is that?
There's your car.
Well, you're sure you'll be all right, darling? I'll be back in a few hours.
But of course. Why shouldn't I be all right? I'm among friends.
Yes, quite. And there's always Mukosi. Oh, that boy, wake up the baby. Goodbye, Anna.
Goodbye, Jeff. And don't drive too fast. Oh, that man. Well, Big Ben, we've come through another crisis. You're welcome. But you know, you are getting to be a bit of a nuisance, stopping at all hours, starting up for no reason at all. Can't you behave yourself? Oh, little Ben. Now you. I'm coming. I'm coming. Now, all right, mister, what is it? Oh, conversation you want at this hour. Oh, no. No use. I won't pick you up. All right. All right, so I'm a weak character. Up you go. Mukosi? Mukosi, is that you? Oh, I distinctly heard the door. All right, little Ben, we'd better go see. You hear the drums, little Ben? I wonder why they are drumming tonight. There's no particular celebration that I know of. Mukosi, why didn't you answer me? What?
Jumbone is old.
Mommy, who let you in? Did Mukosi? Oh, no matter. It's good to see you. Won't you sit down? It's been weeks since I've seen you. Is everything all right? Masuri Sana? The baby says hello to you, Mwami. You know, little Ben, you're having a very fortunate childhood, no matter what your father thinks. Here you are, just past one, and you're already speaking to King. No comment, sentence. Well, then, what can I do for you, Mwami? I'm sorry to have to tell you that you just missed the Bwana Makubra. He left just a few moments ago.
Ndio. I see. Wando.
Oh, then you want to talk to me.
Dear.
Well, this is an occasion indeed. What is it, Mommy?
I have son.
What? Have son? Oh, congratulations. How wonderful. I have no idea. Is it your youngest wife?
Abana. I know of son.
Well, I don't understand. Or maybe I do. You mean you had a son, and now you have no son.
Deal. I know of son.
Yes, I know. It happened about 3 years ago, didn't it? Mommy, why the drums tonight? What's the occasion?
3 years ago, you killed my son.
I...
on that table. This table. You killed. I know.
What are you talking about? I tried to save your son's life. He was choking to death. My husband, the Buana, he and I tried to open his windpipe so the boy could breathe.
You put knife in neck.
Yes, to save. Don't you understand? He was choking. If we could have opened his windpipe in time, he would have lived. He died, but you heard yourself what the Buana doctor said when he got here the next day. The boy would have died anyway. He was brought here too late. Oh, this is very shocking to me. I'm sure it will be to the Buana. And for all these years, you thought... Why did you wait all this time to tell me? Mommy, do you understand? Why did you not tell me long, long time ago? Why did you wait?
I wait for you to have Mancha.
What?
I wait for Mancha to grow, to be just old like my son. I count day. Now is day. Toto, little Ben, just old like my Mancha. Day or day.
What is that? Mommy, you'd better go. Yes, now. Come back when the Buana Macugra's here. He'll talk to you. Mommy, you heard me. Go. Pacey, Pacey.
No. My wives have only girl child. No mom child. Your knife thou my seed.
Mommy, I don't want to listen anymore. I tell you to go. Go. I've got to put the baby to bed. Please. Please go now. Please.
See knife, Miss Ome.
My knife. The one. But I've lost it.
Same knife, same table. Now you put mom child on table. Big Ben speak. Soon be same time. All same. Two horns, Big Ben goes straight up. Like time, long time ago. Knife go, your mom, child, and spirit of my man, child, be free to come back and see. Put Man chal on table, Mizon.
Then you have a nightmare, you dream that you're awake. You know you're not awake, it's just a dream. You know if you could wake up, you would say, is this a dream? Reality? I don't know. My baby's sleeping on the table. The savage is waiting. The knife.
Mommy. Mommy, listen, I've got to talk to you. What I did, it was to save your boy. The doctor, Buona Doctor, you know him. We'll go to him. He'll tell you. Yes, we'll go there now. We'll walk. What day is it? I think this is the day he'd be at Marlowe. It's only 20 miles. We'd be there by morning. You'd hear the truth from him. You'd know. Please go with me. Mommy, why don't you answer me? Stop looking at that clock and answer me.
Soon be done. Two hands, Big Ben goes straight up. Big Ben speak long. Then knife goes your man child. And spirit my man child be free. Then I have my son back.
Well, men, tomorrow's the big day. We've been training for this for 6 months, but, well, accidents can happen. So get your papers in order and check the co-owner or beneficiary designation on your United States savings bonds. That's it, men. Get a good night's sleep. We hit the Los Angeles freeway system at 6 tomorrow morning.
And now back to Arch Obler's play, Big Ben. A child lies on a table, and the knife in the hand of the native chief waits for the clock to strike as the thoughts in the child's mother swirl in agony.
You up and run, open the door, get out into the brush, and be a chance. That's what I'll do. Get up slowly, slowly. His eyes are on the clock. Move to the table. Slowly.
Will I be able to?
Oh, no, don't think of that. Just move. Slowly. He's turned his head, looking at me.
Do not touch Toto, or I kill now.
I wasn't going to. Help! Oh, somebody help me! Help me! He's going to kill my baby! Help! Please help me!
My people know soon I have son.
He's awake. He's smiling. He thinks it's very funny not being in his own bed, being awake so late. Oh, darling, darling, if I could take you in my arms, hold you. When he struck, maybe the knife. Jeff, if only you hadn't gone away. You can't help me now, can you? I've got to do it all myself, or she'll be dead in a little while. A little while. I don't want to look and see her soon, but I've got to. Maybe if I know, I'll be so afraid I won't be afraid anymore. My head won't be full of little pinwheels. I think I'll find a way. I will look at Big Ben. Dear God, there's only 10 minutes left. I can't sit here and let it happen. I've got to do something, anything. Throw myself over the baby,
take the knife. But he'll kill me and then he'll kill little Ben. But even if I die, I can't let anything happen to my baby. If I had something in my hands to use, something... The clock. Yes. That little gun you gave me once, long ago. I was afraid of it. I put it there. I lied to you when you asked me where I kept it. Told you it was someplace where I could get it easily. Then I hid it and forgot it. It's in the clock. In Big Ben. I've got to get it now. I've got to. 7 minutes left. I have to move quickly. Mommy, listen. Can I go to the clock? Can I go around the table to Big Ben?
Go. Big Ben?
Yes, please.
Hatana. I killed.
No, no, listen. I don't want to touch the baby. Not little Ben. Big Ben. The clock. No, I don't mean the mantle where the clock is sitting. The Bible. Yes, see the Bible? It's up there. I want to get my Bible. Please. Please let me. You went to the missionary school, you understand. I want to read the Bible now, Mommy. Let me. Now.
Big Ben Hans. Soon be... up.
The Bible! Let me get the Bible!
Dio.
Oh, thank you.
Havana!
No! Stop me, you said!
Look! Big Ben!
No! It is midnight yet. You can't kill you. You said not until midnight. Oh, you can't, you can't, you can't.
Big Ben, stop!
Stop!
Big Ben, stop.
And it isn't midnight. It isn't midnight.
Big Ben, stop.
Yes. And now I'm going to the mantle and get my Bible. And you won't stop me. You won't. Dear God, I suddenly remembered something. I can't go there and get the gun. I can't. If I touch the clock, it might start again. If it starts in 3 minutes, it'll be midnight, and he'll... I can't go get the gun.
Big Ben, stop. Soon again. I know.
No. It won't. It won't.
Big Ben, stop. Talk soon.
No, no, no. It stopped. It stopped for good. You can't kill my baby. Big Ben won't let you.
How you know this? Tell me how you know this.
Because the God in Big Ben is angry at you, yes. What do you think makes him tick? The God inside of him. There's a God inside of everything. You know that. You believe that. And there's a God in Big Ben. And he'll never talk again because he's angry at you. So go. Go quickly before the God in Big Ben kills you. Go.
Apollo. I make God speak your word. I make...
No! Oh, no, don't touch Big Ben. Don't. The fire will run from him through you. Burn you where you stand. Don't touch him.
All right, down. Gishu now, Gujit.
What is he? He's praying. Praying to the clock. Oh, dear God, don't let him get closer to it. Don't let him touch it. If he does, it'll start again. Don't let him touch it. Jeff, where are you? Why don't you come home? If he'd only come now. No. He'd open the door and the sound would start Big Ben again in the night. Oh, no, don't come home, Jerry. Don't come home. It's Ben. At the edge of the table. He falls. The sound. Oh, little Ben, don't move. Don't move. Oh, please don't move. He's not praying. He's turning toward me.
Bible.
What? What did you say?
Bible. Take.
Take the Bible. Why? Why the Bible?
Missionaries say Bible has word of God. Take Bible. Make your word to God, Big Ben.
Oh, no.
Take Bible.
I can't.
I take it.
No, no, I will. I will. Let me.
Pacey, get quick.
Oh, I can't move any faster. My legs. Oh, Jeffrey, I'm moving toward it. And when I touch the shelf, the clock will start and he... The gun inside the clock. If I open the clock, will I be able to get the gun before he...
Take Bible. Make pray.
No. First, I must kiss the God. Like this.
Why, you! Big Ben, talk! Make six talk now. I kill.
No! It's all right, little Ben.
This is Arch Obler again. In answer to inquiries, might I repeat that some of my plays have been recorded by Capitol in a recording titled Drop Dead. Now I'd like to thank the players in tonight's play, Virginia Gregg, Charles Lampkin, and Ben Wright. You know, long before excursions into outer space became a matter of international intrigue, I wrote a play called Rocket to Manhattan. I'll tell you more about it after a short message from your announcer.
This land is your land. This land is my land. This land was made for you and me.
Shaker Village and Storyland of Glenn. Streets walked by Daniel Webster and Robert Frost. The Concord Coach and North Conway's Cranmore Ski-Mobile. In no other state, perhaps, are the old and the new so compatibly combined as in the Granite State, New Hampshire. The taciturn Yankee farmer is still there, of course, but he's more apt to be smoking imported cigarettes than chewing the proverbial piece of straw. And the farmer's son has forsaken the Cracker Barrel down at the corners for Dartmouth and an occasional holiday abroad. This modernization, though, is built on an old and revered foundation. A foundation laid by men like John Paul Jones, who sailed his ship Ranger from Badger's Island. A foundation laid by industry, boots and shoes and textiles. A foundation as solid as the granite beneath its soil. Built on as firm a base as patriotism, democracy, and free enterprise, New Hampshire today continues to modernize itself. And to live free or die.
Obler again, about the play Rocket from Manhattan. There have been all sorts of space stories since I wrote my play over 20 years ago, but I want you to hear it because I think it's even more timely and exciting than the day I took it out of my typewriter. So meet me here next time for Rocket from Manhattan.
Arch Obler's Plays. Stories of the Unusual. This is the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.